I don't know, I put mine in Preston's head and then I put it in.
And then where did he take it?
He stood in front of my door and they picked it up.
Uh-huh. Do you ever, in some houses, a lot of times each person will have to put it in a container?
Yeah, a lot of them do.
What do they call that container?
Garbage can, eh? Oh, no. Yeah, really, really, garbage can.
What's the big container that they have, real big metal thing, that they have in apartments a lot of times for every person? You know, they're not allowed to just leave it on the street. They have to go put it in this big container, and then a truck will come by and get it. What do you call that big container?
It's a big garbage can, I guess.
Okay. Have you ever seen those?
Huh?
Have you ever seen those?
I think they're pretty good size, man.
Yeah, they'd be around big places, big lots of living, like wild disposal cans.
What do you call a person who comes and picks up the garbage?
Garbage man.
The garbage collector.
And in some houses nowadays, they have a kind of a machine that you can put your garbage in it, and it'll make a little block out of it. It'll press it all together and it'll make a little block out of it. You know, it'll... What would you call that machine?
I don't know.
You ever see anything like that?
I never heard of it.
You call it a baler?
I don't know. Maybe.
What would you say a person has if he's able to get favors from politicians?
If they're from politicians.
Yeah, like say if I've donated some money to a politician and, you know, helped him out, and then I feel like I can just go up to him and anything I want, you know, I can ask him for it and he'll give it to me. What would you say that I had? What would you call that kind of influence?
I don't know, good person.
Okay. And what would you call someone who works for the city and who doesn't have a real job, who doesn't really do anything? He just works for the city and, you know, collects a paycheck every month.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Someone just on the payroll. He doesn't do anything. Maybe he's a relative of a politician.
Oh, well, he got too old. Mm-hmm.
And what would you call a large store that you could go to get groceries from?
From where I go, there's one where I don't want to go in.
Uh-huh.
Buy rice and lemon, but buy rice is so crowded, but I have to go there a lot of times.
You call it a supermarket, wouldn't you?
Huh?
A supermarket.
I don't know, might be that.
What would you call a small store, maybe in the neighborhood, that'll be open till late at night where you could go if you needed some Cokes or you needed potato chips or something like that? That would be more expensive than regular places, but it'd be open till real late.
All night still?
Okay.
All night.
A neighborhood store.
What would you call a store that sells real special foods, like imported foods and, you know, like salami and different potato salad and different, you know, a lot of real expensive foods, maybe that come from different countries. Sell a lot of cheeses and things. You ever see a store like that?
Mm-hmm.
And